Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let's go. It is Friday night. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is hot, hot, hot in this East County Garage studio. But you know what? The fact that I get to look at Ken swimming in his pool for the next hour while drinking beer, it's not a bad way to go. It is Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, floating in his pool as usual. I mean, that's one way to beat the heat.
I tried walking across it. It's not working for me. Phil could do that, though.
Yes, our guest of honor tonight, Phil from Modern Times, is joining us via Zoom. Man, I'm so glad to see your face. It is a good time when I get to hang out and drink beer with you. And I got a feeling even tonight, since we're socially distanced via Zoom, we're always going to have as much fun as we always do together.
Oh, yeah. So especially with the bubbling up with this bubble party right here.
My goodness. So, yeah, we're going to talk about what Modern Times has been doing. And I was shocked, to say the least, when I went into your tasting room to pick up some beer. And I saw this amazing-looking can. You guys have gone into the hard seltzer world. You have come up with Bubble Party Hard. That is probably one of the coolest names for hard seltzer ever.
Yeah, we came up with that. So we actually did a non-alcoholic version a couple years ago, because I was just crushing LaCroix left and right, and I was being like, maybe I could not pay for nearly as many of these. And I'm sure a lot of people brew in the same way. So we came up with Bubble Party, and we were also kind of looking to maybe bring that out in cans or out to the market. And as we got kind of deeper in the research, everyone started flooding with them. And the tough thing about like just a regular sparkling water is that there's not like a ton of value you can charge for them. You know, people don't really want to pay for like a $8 four pack of it, even if it's like really good. And then the hard seltzer out of nowhere just became everyone's drink of choice. It was insane. And at first, you know, I think we had that same kind of internal struggle of like, is this just Miles Davis album where we're just making pop songs, you know, at the end of her career to try to maintain like relevance to a new audience?
There's nothing wrong with silly little love songs.
And I'm going to say, at this point in the game, if you're making a hard seltzer and you're doing it right,
and the fact that it comes in pints, I salute you.
No Virginia Slim cans with this one either.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We're going big. And we're doing them in an 8-pack.
Manly can.
Here's what I like about your 8-pack. It's you're also getting a variety. It's not just an 8-pack of one flavor. You get to delve into a couple of things, like what I got into last night when I shouldn't have. I got into the grapefruit. I also had the this one was really good last night. The cucumber lime.
The cucumber lime's my winner. I Ken, I don't know if you've tried that one yet, but you're, you know, a gin fan like I am too. I think you'll love it.
This is obviously something I can pick up in your tasting room because this is where I got it. Where else can you find this?
We've launched this across the globe. So we actually are sending a lot through Whole Foods. You know, they were a really great partner and continue to be a great partner for us, and we're super excited about it. So you find them there. Most of the craft beer spots that we're working with, you know, BevMo's, Total Wines are starting to pick them up. So you should be able to hunt it down in the wild pretty easily right now. Because of how hot it is, they've been flying even beyond our initial estimates. So we're just kind of playing that game of catch up to keep the pipeline supplied.
Go ahead.
Did you try the Cloudberry?
Not yet.
Do you know what Cloudberry is? I bet Ken knows what a Cloudberry is. Ken, take it away.
Yeah, it grows in the mountains. It grows low to the ground, right?
Which is why weird it's a Cloudberry. If you go to IKEA, I feel like they're all about Cloudberry. They sell like Cloudberry jams and stuff. It is the most exquisite berry on earth.
Now, have you thought about making one out of clown berries?
Look at how dadly you are.
We're going to start off the program with this while Phil continues to grill me about my dadliness. The Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
World's dadliest catch.
Seriously, a chug race just happened. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. As Ken and I got lost in the conversation and forgot that we needed to polish off what is our Bubble Party hard seltzer from Modern Times. It's a pack worth picking up. If you see it, grab it, and most specifically, stop by one of their tasting rooms and pick up some and drink some. In fact, how's everything going with the tasting rooms in COVID?
I mean, that's been kind of the constant, like every weekly change and update, and we do everything we can to prepare ourselves for the next wave. And as many folks probably know, earlier this week, they kind of changed the classifications for San Diego and allowed indoor dining to return, which is really good for us in the sense that Encinitas in particular, which was closed before and only doing to go, we can actually have people back in, and we're going to be opening that up. It actually should be open now.
I went to the Loma Land Firmatorium and noticed that you had some outside dining with a food truck, and then you went inside to go to the mini mart to pick up your beer to go. Is that going to work its way back into the inside now that some of those restrictions have changed?
Yeah, we were able to get another about 30, 40 people into the actual indoor brewing space there too. And then we're working on trying to secure a food truck basically 7 days a week, because right now we're only open Wednesday through Sunday. So it should be Monday through Sunday pretty soon here.
Let me have it. And let me have some of this. Such a gorgeous looking can. One of the things, you guys, is you have the best graphic designers in the business.
Shout out to the graphic design crew, Kenny, Kristen, Corey, if you're listening, Amy, of course, too. So what we're trying to hear is Forbidden Chance. So this is a first in a new series of just like Berliners that we're doing that are even more tropically inspired, you know, something we've kind of like done process wise before. But this one is with strawberry, lime, coconut, and vanilla. And we brewed it up in Portland.
Did you get the coconut on the nose? And I can't believe it's Berliner Weiss.
Yep, it's our Berliner Weiss. And with it too, you know, we used the three different kinds of strawberry in it, because strawberry has kind of continually been a really hard flavor to capture in beer. So to kind of maximize there, this has like, this very much has like Ben and Jerry's, you know, strawberry cheesecake pint, like delicious kind of like rich strawberry there. We use puree, freeze-dried, and concentrated strawberry.
Holy crap, that's a lot of strawberry.
It comes through though.
If you hadn't put the lime in there, it would have gone almost like too strawberry cheesecakey.
I love it. It is like a pina colada and a strawberry daiquiri collided.
Oh my goodness,
berry colored cars.
Actually, that is the best description I think you could put for this beer. I'll grease this a little bit, make a beer slushy out of it.
It's no coincidence. We do a ton of beer slushies. We started doing that about a year ago, and like when it's hot, those things fly. Like particularly, you know, I think we'll talk about it later, but Leisure Town.
Leisure Town. All right, you're gonna have to tell me about that in a minute. Let's take a break, and we come back. A couple of songs to go with Forbidden Chance. I think I might have some monk throat singing somewhere in my library. We'll get to that next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Man, I couldn't think of a better way to get into a Labor Day weekend than what we are doing right now. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy hanging out with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, in his pool, and our good friend Phil from Modern Times hanging out with us, taking us through some of their amazing beers. I've had such an experience already, and we're only just getting into our third one. We've had Forbidden Chance, which is a Berliner Weiss that I didn't realize what I was missing until I stood up to get the next beer, and I got that burp and I went, oh wait, there's that almost yogurtiness to what I usually expect from a Berliner Weiss, but it wasn't there. It's like you masked it with all the different flavors.
Trick you into your probiotics, you know. That's what we're trying to do here.
And then we started off the program with their hard seltzer Bubble Party Hard for this hot Labor Day weekend. If you're not picking up a case of that, you are doing this weekend wrong. Talk to me. This next beer, it looks like a mimosa, and you were talking about being poolside. You guys actually have a spot with a pool now, don't you?
We do. We've been talking about this for years. Like I think we announced this thing in like 2015, 2016, and now it's exited. So Anaheim's Leisure Town is open to the public. There's a swimming pool. We're still figuring out how to get that approved for this situation that we're in now, but you can definitely drink beers around it. The dunking aspect is what we're trying to understand. Like when can we float people at night?
I just love the fact that you put Leisure Town in Orange County, probably 10 miles away from what used to be Leisure World.
I've never got a chance to visit the amazing Leisure World.
It's not all you think it is. So I guess this next beer would be kind of an inspiration to go along with that spot then.
Definitely. Like this is one of those beers where we designed it so you kick your legs up, hang out, sit by the pool, take down one or two and get hit. I know that label. It feels like really early, like PC 3D graphics, like Wolfenstein or something. Yes. Like you're headed through there, but then it's on an acid trip.
What style of beer is this?
It's hard to even say anymore, dude. It's an IPA. Hazy IPA.
This is beer?
That's like a cocktail.
Where's my umbrella?
I'm getting coconut.
There's a lot of coconut.
I'm dude. Getting it's, drunk.
There's 12 and a half pounds per barrel of coconut in this. That means there's over 6 pounds per keg.
Ridiculous. And I can tell it's got a little booze behind it. So 8.5% is this is definitely a float in the pool and drink kind of beer.
Yeah,
that's a good idea, Jeremy.
What else is in this thing? I feel like I'm missing something. I'm getting I'm getting coconut. I'm getting, is there actual pineapple in this as well?
There's actual pineapple, actual mango, lime.
Mango,
vanilla.
That's what it is.
The mango. I knew there was a flavor in there. It was missing. It was just on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, you got it, Radio Mango.
Radio Mango.
The color. Yeah. If I handed this to somebody and said, taste this, tell me that, a beer or a cocktail, I guarantee you more people would think this was a cocktail because it's so, it's decadent. It's decadent, Kenneth.
It's so decadent.
Like, did I ever tell you I was floating around the pool on my yacht with Jackie Onassis? I don't think I've ever had anything quite like this. This is like a game changer.
Yeah, we do the four packs in the tasting room. All the ones that we have in San Diego, and you pick it up in LA, Orange County. We have our Oakland tasting room and also up in Portland. So any of our locations, you can snag poolside.
Now that this beer has been introduced into my life, I fear for my wallet because I'm gonna be picking up some of this and some more Bubble Party Hard for my weekend sometime tomorrow when I wake up. Let's throw a couple of songs to go with this poolside. We'll come back and we'll drink more beer with Phil from Modern Times. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Oh man, I am I'm feeling that 8.5% from that poolside. That was, dude, it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Ken, what are you looking at your pool and giggling at? this is what I have to deal with, whether San Diego indie beer evangelist floating in his pool. Our guest of honor tonight, Phil from Modern Times, has joined us. We just wrapped up one amazing hazy IPA that it defies any style of what you could consider a hazy IPA, but really qualifies as something you just need to try. Also had Forbidden Chance and Bubble Party Hard is what we started off with. Modern Times doing a hard seltzer, which there's an abundance of flavors. There's four in a pack of eight. So do yourself a favor this Labor Day weekend. Try some of that. Bubble up. Now we get into a beer. I believe I've seen this can before. We've had this beer. This is one of the rotating seasonals, isn't it?
Exactly. So this is definitely our most popular seasonal too. Nelson Forward Hazy IPA that we introduced a few years back. It kind of went hand in hand with us having a really great relationship with Freestyle Farms down in New Zealand. They're like a brand new hop farm that opened up, kind of changing the way things work down there. And we were able to just get like solid, actually selected crop from there of the best stuff that we can find, and we wanted to make an IPA to showcase it, and Spaceways was born.
How do hobbits manage to harvest hops? Because hobbits are so short. I love this beer.
It's modern technology.
Thank you for taking a hazy IPA, making it a Nelson hazy IPA, and just killing it. And the fact that you make this so readily available, I mean, I get it, it's seasonal, but you find this can anywhere. I think I've seen this in Trader Joe's. I've seen this anywhere I go shopping. So it's not like this is a hard one to find. If I have to go to the brewery to get the crazy things like Forbidden Chance, the fact that I can just stroll in to any place I shop, find this beer, grab it, and enjoy it and have this kind of level of flavor is ridiculous.
I encountered this beer when I was visiting my sister-in-law in San Jose a month ago, and I was just thrilled. Took it back to her tiny little townhouse, and all of a sudden, I was in a much better place thanks to this beer.
Like, holidays are coming up, guys. Get ready for Zoom calls with your weird uncles. This will make it a lot better, baby. Let me tell you.
From this weird uncle, it's a fact, Jack.
From one weird uncle to another.
On that note, we will take a break. When we come back, I got a couple of spacey tunes to go with Spaceways from Modern Times, and then we will get into our last beer, whose can is a little taller than the rest. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It has been a wild night for beer as we drink with our friend Phil from Modern Times and the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9 Spaceways. Oh man, a hazy Nelson IPA always gets me poolside. Had Forbidden Chance, and if you see it, it's a great weekend because it is hot as hell in this garage. And if you're looking for something refreshing to drink while you get into your Labor Day weekend, the Bubble Party Hard Seltzer from Modern Times is about as crushable as they come and about as delicious as any craft you would expect to come out of Modern Times. Speaking of, Phil, it's been a while that we've actually got a chance to talk. You're also a local musician in San Diego. How have you been doing with all of this?
The softer side of Phil. that's my smooth jazz offerings. So it's been weird. Being in a brewery has been weird. Being in a band has been even weirder. You know, I play in a band, Moans, which is a funk band here locally, and there's about eight of us, and it's been pretty much impossible to, you know, figure out a way to do that socially distance-wise. So we've been mostly working on recordings. And then me and my roommate, Moses, we've been working on basically a two-man electronic duo called Corvette.
Oh!
I know. It sounds fast and luxurious. So we're working on releasing an EP actually this month.
Any material you might want to share with me tonight that we can play on the show?
Ooh, let me badger him into seeing if he can put together a mix for you.
Can only imagine that with our next beer called Virtual Future, with everything that's going on, putting Corvette next to Chromio to end this show tonight would be the best thing I could possibly do. Now, we've had some outlandish beers tonight. What kind of coconut, strawberry, gooseberry, cloudberry bomb am I expecting with this one? Has it got peanut butter in it or something?
Slide all that off the table. We're taking this back. We're taking this all the way back to 2003. So this is West Coast IPA, classic San Diego West Coast IPA. You know, we're hitting it with Simcoe, Crystal, Enigma, Idaho 7, 6.5%, decent IBU bitterness on there, like something that's like clean and relaxed. You know, we kind of wanted to finish on that, like just fundamentals.
You're telling me out of all the goofy we've had tonight, you actually remember how to make beer?
We do, guys, I swear. We're still making IPAs. We're still kicking out like really, you know, subtle nuanced pilsners and lagers. I mean, that's been what's crazy. We have now four facilities.
Can we still find ice on the shelf anywhere?
You still find ice on the shelf. We've got pretty much every 2-3 months we do Abaddon, which is our Hellas, which you can kind of find in our locations. We had a ton of different lagers that we're making. We've kind of specialized different spots. So Portland's been doing a lot of lagers. San Diego's been doing a lot of these cans. You know, LA is sort of the really like weird one-off random stuff that we're doing as an R&D facility. So it's really given us a ton of room to experiment, kind of just but have like an incredible amount of beers every month.
You're still doing beer-flavored beer, and I love that.
This is a classic West Coast IPA.
Oh, my God. This is dialed in.
I'm getting hops. I'm getting hop flavor. I'm getting bitterness. It's not cloying. It finishes easy. It's crushable.
I love the Idaho 7 in there. Idaho 7 is just such a fantastic finishing hop.
Idaho 7 is one of those ones where you just get that like clean finish, a little bit of citrus. Like, I don't know. For me, I've been drinking more West Coast IPAs lately. Same thing with lagers. You know, I think it's kind of like the weird nostalgia of
simpler times in a 19-2. Thank you, Phil. Cheers to you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
This is absolutely amazing. And we will head out with this. Search these beers out. Go find yourself some Virtual Future. Go get yourself some Poolside, Space Waste, Forbidden Chance, and buy some Bubble Party Hard from Modern Times. And enjoy it with me, Poolside, this weekend. Not my pool, but your pool. I'm going to enjoy it by my pool. Never mind. We're done. We'll see you next week, 7 o'clock for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9.
Cheers, guys.
See ya.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.